karibu kwenye chemba. Pepe wa kiti tayari ushakuwa memba.
Finish kumalo, finish kumalo, finish kumalo.
For the real Kenyan brew, it's gotta be the hot breakfast.
You know it's gotta be the hot breakfast at exactly 20 minutes past the hour, 8 o'clock on this Furahi
day.
Can you smell the weekend?
Welcome to the party.
Oh, sir.
Your design jungle plays the last one for the month of June.
Imagine.
So I shall can't you come when a member of staff or Melipwa. Employee mutalipwa kwanzia Monday and then workers hawa kwanzia tarehe 5 and then laborers hawa sasa julikani nategemea muhindi ameamka na mguu gani mtu wangu hapa
au sio
your design
maina nasemaje
maina ako tuned in vimeja unajua ameanza lee venye inafaa before to Miami au sio mtongo pa unajua everything happen in a happen kwa marketplace.
That's true.
Na marketplace kuna kuwaga na what we call good players, unscrupulous.
I like that
dealers.
Good word.
I'll see you.
Very good word.
But then again, just to ensure that the marketplace in a play out in a way that both providers of services and goods wanna benefit, and the consumers at the end of it all wanna benefit.
Yeah.
Na government pia wanapata less pressure kwa sababu na si kama kuna willing buyer, willing seller, na ushuru pia na ukoto wenye nafaa. Everyone benefits. I'll see you.
Everyone wins.
And that's why we do have what we call the competition authority
of Kenya
mtuangu wa power.
It's different from the
communications authority
which is CA.
Yeah, kitambo ilikuwa pia CAK.
Wale tu
switch off mugoni na mbogi yake. Au sio hiyo authority tunazungumzia leo inaitwa CAK mtuangu wa power. Ilikuwa put in place by an act, by the way.
Parliament.
Constitution,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You're going to objective to ensure that there is welfare of the people
who
have Kenya mtuangu wa power. Yeah. Agenda ikiwa ni kupromote na kuprotect effective competition in the market na kuprevent what we call misleading conduct in the country.
So joining us right now in the studios live is the director for competition and consumer protection.
Yeah, man.
Mumu sana, eh?
Yeah, man. Competition and Consumer Protection. It goes by the name of Joel
Omari.
Kabisa.
Can you fit all that in one card?
You are the director, first of all. And you know, director is just about 9 or 8.
On its own.
Yes. Competition is about 12, I think.
But
Consumer Protection.
Are you in the camera 29?
Competition.
The
authority itself.
In Kadimbili.
So you have to flip the card. Anyway.
Welcome, director.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
Very well.
Yeah?
Yes.
It's about knowing our rights.
Yeah.
And this is in the Constitution, right?
Yes.
But many times we don't know our rights. I don't know.
Kwa sababu, unajua katiba, constitution, ina provide mtu wangu wa power. Nazungumzia hii ilikuwa promulgated, by the way, the new one.
Yes.
Inazungumzia na kugarantee what we call consumer rights.
Yeah.
Now, every consumer has a right to, listen to this, Jeffrey, goods and services of reasonable quality, information necessary for them to gain full benefits from goods and services, protection of their health, safety and economic interests, and competition for loss or injury arising from defects in goods or services.
Joel,
but in the country.
Joel, is that true?
That is correct.
Mm.
Yes, very true. That is what the Constitution provides, and our country takes consumer rights so seriously that we have provided for them in the Constitution, as you've rightly pointed out. And as a result of that, Article 46 is the reason we have the Competition Authority of Kenya, which has two mandates. The mandate of competition and the mandate of consumer protection. Our mandate is what we call a dual mandate.
Dual mandate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Competition.
Consumer protection.
But are we protected?
Or are we aware?
Yeah. Mm.
Yes, you're very protected.
Mm.
For your information, we've had a competition authority for the last 14 years. We've had a competition act since 2011. Is that correct? Mm. Yes, 2011. So for the last 14 years, we've had an institution protecting you against any unscrupulous market conduct, protecting your rights as a consumer. And okay.
Give us examples.
Yes, we
come on, Nini.
Number one, we protect you against what we call unconscionable conduct.
Unquestionable
conduct. Kama
vile watu wa insurance wakati wanakuambia lipe premium is so easy. Lakini kifika ni claims.
Yes. It's 3, 4, 6, 9 months.
Questionable conduct from the side of the service provider.
Consumer.
Yes, what we call unconscionable conduct is what I will call conduct that is unjust, conduct that is one-sided in favor of one party, and I'll explain it in this way. In every business transaction, there is a business and the consumer. On one side, a business, and on the other side, the consumer. And it's expected then that ideally it should be a free negotiation in which each party gets the benefit of the bargain.
Yeah.
But then when you have one with a stronger bargaining power, the party with a stronger bargaining power tends to use that stronger bargaining power to their advantage, which in essence then results in a violation of the right of the weaker party in that transaction, and that is where then the authority comes in to make sure that the weaker parties are not taken advantage of.
But that happens a lot, though. The weaker parties are always taken advantage of, and that's why people are very discouraged to go forward and kutitetea, sio?
Yeah.
And say, hey, hii kitu haitawaka.
Kabisa.
Hai work. Kama Nairobi, hai work.
I'll say it works. sometimes people do come forward and people do report to the authority. Over the years, the authority has done many cases, hundreds and hundreds of consumer complaints, and consumers do get remedies for complaints. Yes.
For instance, kama kwa aviation, uki delay ume book flight, then u delay ku show up.
Wewe ume delay.
Kama passenger
kosa ni yako.
Ni yangu. Ama kwa no show. Inakuwa very punitive. Right? Lakini sa yenye. Airline. Iko na ngori yake. Unapata sisi very rarely do we get compensated. Rarely. Can you talk to us about that? Apo kuna mali role yenu na come to play?
Yes, in a way, because as you mentioned, if for instance you booked a flight, that is a regulated industry, because that is in the aviation industry in which we have a sector regulator. We have the Kenya Civil
Aviation Authority,
which is responsible for the licensing and regulation of the aviation industry. And they do that in accordance with the law that is set, and it prescribes so many regulatory obligations that the airlines are supposed to follow, including what they can do in case of a no-show or in case of flight delays and all that. And they have a consumer protection component within the civil aviation
laws.
Yeah. So our responsibility as the Competition Authority of Kenya, we coordinate with the existing sector regulators to make sure that consumer rights are upheld. So in such a case, what we will do, if we had a complaint from you regarding maybe a delayed flight or maybe a delayed refund for for your ticket, we'll refer it to the Kenya Civil Aviation Authority, so that then the Kenya Civil Aviation Authority will follow up and ensure you get a remedy. But then we will also follow up to make sure that indeed you have.
And do people come forward? Do they get compensated? Do they get their issues addressed?
Utapata hiyo 10 years later.
I'll see you. Zindio. Away from that.
Yes.
Petroleum products. Sikila saa tunasikianga the regulator on 14 wame adjust either upwards or downwards.
Ebra.
Yes. Zindio. Zindio.
Yes.
But serikali iki announced today that kuanzia kesho ama midnight ya leo price ya petrol na diesel na kerosene inapanda by 2 shillings.
Yes.
By the time una hit the petrol station tomorrow, watakuwa ame adjust upwards.
Correct, yes.
But senior may revise downwards.
Yes.
And then we hit the petrol station the following morning. They say, unajua, we are still dispensing. Apple, do you have a role to play?
Yeah. Again, as you mentioned, the petroleum industry is a regulated industry as well. You are aware that we have an Energy and Petroleum Regulatory Authority, EPRA, who regulate the petroleum industry. And again, that sector regulator also has a consumer protection component under them. What the Competition Authority does to protect consumers in that industry, again, is to liaise with the sector regulator to make sure that consumer rights are upheld within the petroleum, the energy and petroleum industry. So the issue of you know, whether the prices are going up or the prices are going down is something to be done by the sector regulator themselves. So we'll only come in if there is a complaint. And if a complaint was to be raised by a consumer in the energy or petroleum industry, then we work with the with the sector regulator to make sure that the consumer gets a remedy.
You know what? At a moment, Ambali.
Yeah.
Rudi nyuma.
To Rudi nyuma.
Yeah, let's go to basics.
Kama.
Nganya.
Matatu.
Yes. Sinito Nganya.
Sinito Nganya.
Yes.
Yes.
Regularly, let's say 20 bob from wherever to wherever.
Yeah.
Sio?
Yeah.
Kukinyesha.
Wanapandisha.
Ni double. You have no choice. Utabaki wapi?
Kwa stage.
Au?
Au lipe double.
Kuna protection?
Ya consumer.
Kuna condo, I mean kuna protection?
Ya consumer.
Well.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you see now that
sorry.
Yes, now that takes us to a sector that that is not regulated
the PSV
in terms of although there is a sector regulator, we have the National Transport and Safety Authority, which also regulates. But then as you may be aware, because of the sheer numbers of the players in that industry, they've had to organize them into
circles.
Into circles, and it is the circles then that have that first line collaboration with the regulator to make sure that you know the members of the circle you know operate.
Okay, director, give us examples of where consumers can get protection. Sure. Give us examples.
Yes, I started by mentioning unconscionable conduct, which led us to the discussion we've had.
Yeah.
But then we also have another aspect that is provided for in the Competition Act, which is cases of false and misleading representations.
Uh-huh.
And when I talk about false and misleading representations, I mean, you know, people in the market who will, you know, intentionally misrepresent to the consumer, or even make, you know, false representations to the consumer. So something that is, you know, they know in their mind that this is not true, but then they will say it for purposes of making a sale, for goods or for services. And that amounts to a violation of the of the Competition Act. And the authority has investigated a number of cases of false and misleading misrepresentation. We've had investigations in the juices sector. We've also had cases in the cooking oil, where we've investigated and found that there were, you know, false misrepresentations, and the authority did require that the manufacturers of those products take steps to remedy those false or misleading representations on their products.
When you say false representation, that's too much English.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What do they
false
do? What do they do?
Representation in cooking oil and juices. In a manager, any false representation?
An example would be like for juices, when you go to the supermarket, you'll find so many brands of juices, and some will tell you this is you know, real fruit juice, 100% fruit juice. But then when you buy that pack of juice and subject it to a lab, you realize that it's not actually 100% juice. That would be false. And that then amounts to a violation of the competition.
And when it comes to mafuta, wanadanganya ni sunflower.
Yeah, they will tell you that maybe an example would be to tell you that probably this is organic,
yes.
Or they would be telling you that this is vegetable oil, or this is palm oil, or corn oil,
olive oil.
Maybe you're getting palm oil when it's actually olive oil or corn. Yeah, those kind of.
And in that case, Sheree Nasimaje, consumers were going to write to what we call the three R's.
Okay. Yes.
Kuna refund,
kuna
replacement, na kuna repairs.
Sawa.
Yes. Repairs, three R's.
Yes.
Refund, replacement, and repairs. Ukifile a complaint, unafa either ukwe refunded ganju metumia, or they give you a replacement because you're not satisfied with what they served you, ama kuna kuna repairs, kama kuna defaults, ama whatever, evil. How often do we witness consumers and the public at large? There are 3 hours being exercised.
Yes, it is. It's actually something that happens. It is what our consumer protection team does on a daily basis, because our investigations, as I stated earlier, end up with remedies to the consumer, and it is those three that those three are some of the remedies that our consumers usually get. For instance, if you buy goods from an outlet, and you realize that probably the goods are not of a particular standard, and at the end of the investigation, the authority realizes that the best remedy in those circumstances would be for you to get a replacement for that product, then the Act does allow the authority to direct that you be given a replacement for the faulty product that you received. That is something that happens as a matter of it is something that is, it's a remedy that is provided for in the law, and it's something that our consumer protection team does.
What is the time?
Yeah, but how urgent are these issues addressed?
In 6 months, in mwaka.
Sasa umenunua mafuta kwa supermarket
January. Tuko June sasa.
Ukagundua hii mafuta hainuki
kama sunflower.
And then CK ikaletwa into the place. Sasa njimu kapeleka kwa labs. Nizenyu ama nizaka Kenya Bureau?
We work with the Kenya Bureau of Standards.
How long will Kenya Bureau of Standards take kuambia nyo CK Jeff Koinange na Gunza waliingizwa, walichesewa kabaya? How long will you have to pay the refund here 3 liters?
Yes, sunflower. So yeah, we have a service charter. A service charter is a document that prescribes the timelines within which we can provide our remedies.
Mm-hmm.
But then, in summary, typically we try to make sure that within 90 days the consumer can get a remedy, and this is because there is what we call in law fair administrative action, which requires that the authority has to, you know, once they have received the complaint, they have to analyze it, then they have to give the party who is accused an opportunity to defend themselves before they can make a decision. So typically our procedures allow us up to 90 days, but in some cases, as you mentioned, if you bought cooking oil, surely you not wait for 90 days to determine whether or not
yes.
So on a case by case basis, so we try to make sure that
20 days plus minus.
Yes.
What else? Examples.
Ama, which sectors? Munapata complaints a lot. We talk about which economic sectors. Ni area gani unapata consumers wananyanyaswa sana? Which economic sectors imekuwa na a lot of cases being reported to you as the authority of competition and fair play in the market?
Over the years, we've received
complaints from various sectors. But then in the last financial year, actually, which comes to the end in a few days,
yeah,
what has been the most prevalent complaint has been with respect to mobile lenders, the digital lenders.
Fintech.
In financial services, especially those the non-bank lenders, that is where we've seen very high incidence of complaints.
So basically, when someone sends you money, or you send someone money and it's the wrong number, na unajaribu ku reverse,
anakata,
unaita Safaricom, unaita kila mtu,
anakuambia ni kama unajipanga, ati hata sisi tumetry kumtrace, tumeshinda,
hiyo imeenda,
ati hiyo tumemwachia Mungu,
na ni 40k, na ni 40k,
hivyo, ama what kind of complaints come through?
The complaints come from especially those who borrow, the ones who are borrowing. You need 5,000, you need 10,000, and there are these lenders who avail their credit through applications, and they end up charging very high
interest rates.
Only Shylock, ama.
Mashailo unajua sasa hao ni nipe nikupe. Lakini sasa kuna hao ni registered and everything of that sort.
Okay. Or they will even tend to use very 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 unfair
and dubious means
of recovering delayed payments and all that. And that is where we get high incidence of or you'd even get where people they take a loan in Kenya shillings, but the interest is charged
in dollars,
and within a very short time the loan accumulates into a very high amount that the consumer is not able to pay.
A typical example, motorists.
Yes.
Umeenda kwa financial institution, Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm.
Umeitisha loan ya milioni mbili.
Okay.
Ukapeana gari yako kama security.
Mm-hmm.
Right, collateral.
Yes.
And then umejikaza umelipo umebakisha let's say 500,000 or 400,000.
Mm-hmm.
Unatumiwa auctioneers. And it may happen your income streams zimekuwa thinned, labda ama zimekuwa shut.
Mm-hmm.
Na umelipa out of 2 million.
Three quarters of it.
Umelipa.
Yeah.
So umebakisha let's say a few hundred.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So nne.
Lakini unakuja na repossess gari on a subject to auctioneers.
Let alone the embarrassment they cause you.
And the inconvenience.
Thank you.
Okay. Then you loan, hii gari wanaenda wanaiweka kwa auction, inauzwa just
under 2 million.
Kurikup.
Your 2 million.
Ile 300,000 or something. Yet value, market value of your gari is way over the 2 million and yata walikuwa may extend to you as a borrower. What do you have to say about that? Is that fair?
Of course, that is not fair. But then, sometimes when you look at most of those cases, you've got to go back to the agreement that was signed between the parties. And that is where we come in with what we call the social responsibility on the part of the consumer.
Uh-huh.
You need to know your rights, and you also need to be sure what you're signing against, so that then you do not lock out your rights by signing on to a contract that allows the lender to do what they can do, including that dubious recovery that you're referring to.
Ushangalia hiyo fine line.
Fine print.
Ushangalia.
Mimi nasichunguzanga sana. Na mimi napenda kuomba marafiki kama Jeff badala ya benki. But Joel anasema that's where vigilance comes in, ama what we call due diligence from the consumer end of the bargain. But you as authority, mnafanya nini kuensure pia the service provider I misbehave? Kwa sababu unaniambia yes, niangalie agreement inasema namna gani, right?
Yes.
But unaambia nini service provider in regards to the same agreement?
Yes, we do a lot of sensitization, both to businesses and consumers, educating consumers on what their rights are and what they should be mindful of whenever they are consuming goods or services, so that then they are on the lookout for their rights. But then also we do educate businesses to ensure that as they conduct their business, they are mindful of what the rights of the consumer are, and they take every precaution to protect the rights of consumers, so that then they are not taking advantage of the lack of information on the part of the consumers, and they're also not acting in a manner that is unconscionable, as we said earlier, so that then consumers are operating in a market where we have businesses that are responsible, that are, and businesses that are aware of what consumer rights.
And I like what you guys indicate, that to determine unconscionability,
yes,
the Competition Authority of Kenya in a considering relative bargaining power of the parties, whether undue pressure or influence was used, whether the consumer understood the terms, whether key terms were disclosed clearly, whether fair dealing standards were. Mm-hmm. So if I find that I'm being mistreated unfairly,
yeah,
can I knock at your doors?
Yes.
Na zakuja CAK.
Yes.
Na uzuie gari yangu kuchukuliwa.
Wapi Joel? Wapi Omari?
Wapi Mugambi? Na zakuja niseme kuna watu wananihanda hapa paka wananitumia relatives. Atiambia ndugu yako alipe hii kitu inaitwa loan ya watu na watu wa pikipiki. I'm being called. Jumla nangu amekosa kulipa loan yake. Mimi niko wapi?
Surety or whatever they call it.
Tunaweza knock at your doors.
Yes, you can actually file a complaint with the Competition Authority of Kenya. Our consumer protection team will look into your complaint and be able to provide, they will investigate, and if they find a violation of the law, then they can give you remedies. I don't know if you can allow me to mention how they can be reached.
Yes.
We have an e-filing portal where you can go to our website.
Yeah.
And there is a tab where you can file a complaint online.
So
www.competition.cak.go.ke.
Yeah.
We also have a telephone number,
We
are also available on social media. We are on Twitter at CAK _ Kenya.
Yeah.
We are also on LinkedIn. For those who are on LinkedIn, you can reach out to us. Yes, and also, of course, there's a lot of information also to know your rights, to know what the authority has been doing over the years. You can go to www.cak.go.ke. That is where you find our annual reports of what we have been doing over the years, indicating the kind of cases that we've investigated and the remedies that we've given to consumers of Kenya.
Your number 10 is
020-277-9000. Mugambi ongea kwa sauti, tunasema nini?
Nasema 8 o'clock haijafika
bado. So nikinyoroshwa, nikinyoroshwa siku ya manane ama nini, si mnafaa kukuwa available
24/7.
It's consumer.
Correct.
The portal is available
24/7. And the portal is www.competition.cak.go.ke.
Yes.
Hey, aya.
Atari.
Let me ask you.
Yes.
Ili ku file my complaints as a consumer, I'm a Jeffrey. How much will it cost me?
This is a government service, and it doesn't cost you a thing. So filing your complaint with the Competition Authority of Kenya, filing your consumer complaint with the Competition Authority of Kenya is absolutely free. So you don't have to pay anything.
So ukipata kuna mtu asiyeje anakuambia bana
toka kitu.
Una file complaint against you.
Yes, please do.
Is that right?
It's absolutely free. It's good for all our consumers out there to know that it doesn't cost you a thing to file a complaint with the Competition Authority of Kenya.
Kuna area yenye tunasumbuka sana.
Yes.
Hii mambo ya internet.
Yes.
Unapata kuna big players.
Mm-hmm.
You wanna chill with the big boys.
Yeah.
Wanazuia samaki wadogo kuingia kwa bahari.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard about that?
Yes.
internet service providers, ISPs, wanazuia the big boys, wana try to make sure that they are the only ones playing in that field.
Yes, yes, actually, early this week, the authority put out a notice in the newspapers notifying the general public and the businesses, especially the real estate developers and the real estate management companies, that they should actually allow competition for provision of internet services in those estates. We realized that there have been instances where real estate managers and developers sign exclusive contracts with specific internet service providers.
Like who?
Which we will not mention them.
But you have the authority.
Yes,
ni nani hasa service providers wagani wana sign packs?
Hatuwezi kuwataja kwa studio. We can mention them in a court of law.
So exclusive deals.
Exclusive deals are contrary to the law. They should actually allow consumers in those estates, consumers in those developments, to have alternatives. So that then, if you're not happy with the service provider who's provided by the developer, you can have an option. You can switch. Yeah. You should have. If there is a more innovative service provider, you should be able to switch and sign up with that.
If there's a better option,
come up with an alternative option. An alternative. You design. They should also be given an opportunity.
They should. Yes.
So willing buyer, willing seller.
That is actually what you aptly put it. That is what we are advocating for. Willing buyer, willing seller. It should not be the developer or the property owner to decide for you which service provider you can sign up for.
Yeah. Okay.
Mugambi amesema tunaweza pika simu.
Si ameambia watu wa nini? Wa switchboard. Kaeni chonjo.
Tuwapigie na hiyo.
Piga na yako.
020.
Haiwezi karekodi.
277.
Ya 9000. Na kuna complaint.
Eh. Siwezi kosa. Hey, yeah. Good morning, Competition Authority of Kenya.
Yes.
Mambo.
Salama kabisa.
Nani ndugu?
My name is Rafael Mburu from the Competition Authority. How can I assist you?
What is your role there, Rafael? What is your role?
The Competition Authority is in charge of regulating market structure, market conduct, and also we look at consumer protection matters.
Uh-huh. So you, if I give you... Yeah, if I give you my complaint right now, what are you going to do with it?
Yes, we will register your complaint, and then from there we will forward it to the relevant people to handle it. Then they will give you a call to follow up on your complaint.
And how long will this take? 1 year? 2 years, Emma?
No. Depending on the nature of your complaint and the evidence that you have provided to us, as per our service charter, we are supposed to handle your complaint within at least 30 days. You should have heard from us and also the way forward with your complaint.
Mbati your complaint?
Mbati.
Eh?
Mbati.
Rafa, Baduko?
Yes, we are on the line. What's your complaint, please? We can register and you can kindly give me your name so that we pick your name and also where you're calling from, so you can keep your...
My name is Jeff Koinange.
Hello, Mr. Koinange, how are you?
Amebadilisha sauti.
Na mimi naitwa Iguza, mimi kizungu sijui sana.
Hello bwana Iguza.
Niko mzima sana, naulizaje?
Yes.
Kuna watu wananisumbua sana na hii loan nilichukua ya mobile. Na nimekuwa nikilipa, kuna track record, lakini sasa hizo wananitumia auctioneers.
Sawa. Ulikuwa umesign any agreement na wao ama mlikubaliana namna?
Walinipa tu ile box ya terms and conditions apply, wakaniambia niweke tick.
Sawa. Sasa utatupatia jina ya hao watu. Na pia utupatie kama ulibaki na hiyo record ya hiyo yenye uliweka hiyo terms and conditions. Did you keep a record of that document?
No, I have a record of how much I've been paying over the period.
Yes, unaweza tutumia hizo documents na all the information you have regarding the complaint. Complaint at CAK.
Yes.
Sema
pole ati?
Complaint.
Uh-huh.
mplain@cak.
Yes.
.go.ke.
Yes.
Tutumie hizo documents zenye uko nazo and also give a brief description of your complaint.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, within the next 24 hours, someone would have responded to your email and also given you the way forward on how we'll handle your complaint within the authority.
Amazing, Zana.
Who do we address it to, Rafa? Who do we address it to?
The Director General Competition Authority.
Ah, DG, eh?
DG.
Safi. Haya, tuko hapa na director mwingine, msalimia anaitwa Omari, hebu msalimia.
Joel.
Hi director Omari, how are you?
I'm fine, good morning.
I'm hapa in the hot seat.
Ume unpaid rise.
Yeah, leo kwa sawa. Asante, we can go. So it does work?
Yes, it works.
It works.
Yeah, it works. I tell
you. Ah, you are the government stage manager because they knew they are coming in studio.
You know, you can call again.
Appreciate
but
it.
But like you were saying, if you were 24 hours, it'd be so much more helpful.
Yeah.
It'd be so much more
helpful. Atom Nezamka utilize what we call AI. So AI. You don't need to have like a physical person. Mm-hmm. To integrate AI abilities. Mm-hmm. They will speak as though you're speaking Kwamse. No, I'm getting both Swahili and English,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. That's
so but we do appreciate what Wangwapa. One more time, you can tell them what CAK is all about and in case when I feel mistreated, ama kuna what we call an fair competition in the market.
Where should we go?
Yes. Thank you so much. As I said, the Competition Authority of Kenya is established by CAP 504, the Laws of Kenya, which is the Competition Act. We have the mandate that I mentioned, which is regulating markets on the competition side, but then also protecting consumer welfare. If you have a consumer complaint, which is what we've been speaking about this morning, you can file your complaint. You go to our website, competition.cak.go.ke. That is the portal where you file your complaint. But then you can also call the number that we've just called, 020-277-9000.
Yeah.
And you can speak to our representative on the other side. You could also file a complaint by email, complain@caka.go.ke, or even go to our website and access the wide range of information that is provided there on consumer rights, on competition, and the various other aspects of competition that we do. We are also available on our social media at CAK_Kenya on Twitter or on X, as it's called these days, and also on LinkedIn at CAK Kenya.
Thank you very much. Bwana Omari, but before we let you go, there's a question that has come in from one of our listeners, and they do indicate that are loan apps regulated or unregulated? I think these are the fintechs that we're talking about. Are they regulated or unregulated?
They are regulated. Towards the end of last year, 2024, Parliament passed a law that brought all lenders under statute, and they are regulated by the Central Bank of Kenya.
Question is, if so, why do they charge loans like interest loans by over 10 times, which is against the Donde Bill? This is a listener.
Not Shylock.
You design.
Yeah. Shylock.
Kwanini, their rates are exorbitantly high.
That may have been the case before December 2024, but now with the new law, that has been brought under regulation, and therefore we expect that we will not be able to see that going forward.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amazing.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Anna, for the information. It's good to know that we have someone looking out for our rights.
Lakini if I kukua one of some kama saizi, tena mbuja next year.
Exactly.
So mungena our commercial team so that we continue pushing this agenda over a period of time. The more people know, the more they will be aware.
Correct.
Kwa sababu maandiko anatuambia, my people perish because of lack of knowledge.
I'll see you.
This is what we call
candid interviews with decision makers.